don't miss the second chance. We often forget how blessed we are to live on this earth and accomplish God's purposes in life. Sometimes we take our first chances for granted and ruin them. And by God's grace, we get a second chance. Don't you dare to take the second chance for granted, but use it wisely. Trust God and fulfill the godly purpose in life. The Bible says in Luke chapter 13, verse 6 to 9, "Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, 'For 3 years now I have been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?' 'Sir,' the man replied, 'leave it alone for one more year, and I will dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down.'" Here Jesus illustrates some principles regarding God's judgment. Jesus Christ died for our sins, and he bought us from the hands of the devil and gave us the privilege to become his children. We belong to him and him alone. He is our owner. We are not called to live an ordinary life without any meaning. But as the children of God, we are supposed to produce godly fruits and lead a purposeful life. We should be aware of the truth that God is watching over us. He knows every action of our life. And when he looks for fruits, if we fail to produce the fruit of the Spirit, he is merciful enough to give you a second chance. Instead of taking the second chance for granted, we need to repent and seek God's face to produce the good fruit and lead a purposeful life. The Bible says, "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I will dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." It's essential to know the God who is love. But at the same time, we need to understand that he will judge us on Judgment Day. When we buy something with a price, and if we have certain expectations from it, how much more we are accountable in the presence of God, because he bought us with his own blood. As you listen to me, I want to remind you a quote said by Leonard Ravenhill: "Are the things you're living for worth Christ dying for? Are you bearing the fruit of the Spirit? Are you leading a godly, purposeful life?" Thank you for tuning into Each Inspirations. Engage, inspire.